Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Germany is Sonia Castellano, the global director with Domotex Hanover. Sonia, how you doing?
Hi, Kemp. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. You've been in this role now for about a year. I thought I'd just check in with you and see how the first year's been going.
Well, my first year was exciting, and I learned a lot about the enticing community of Domotex and its exhibitors. And I'm happy to report that in my first year, I've already been able to realize some immediate changes for the upcoming edition of the show in January 2020.
That's kind of what I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
But before we get into the show, and we're talking about the Hanover show, which is in January, I would like to ask you, you know, what kind of challenges you've had to overcome as you've stepped into this role in the last year?
Well, when I started, it was the 1st of September in 2018, so a little bit more than 1 year now, and I noticed that some market participants are currently not using Domotex, especially in the parquet, laminate, and LVT sector, but also in the carpet sector. So, yeah, new concepts need to be developed in 2018. So before I started, we already took first step by means of restructuring to modernize the fair. And in part, this has worked out well, but there is still room for improvements, and that's now the point where I am at. I'm speaking to a lot of key players in the industry to find out about what their pain points are, what we need to do better to make Domotex even more successful for them as a big market player as well.
In addition, you talk about change because we're all now facing change. And, you know, I know last year the Domotex Hanover show was up against the Bau show, which happens every other year. Fortunately, mm-hmm. this year, you don't have that, and so it should be a really big show, don't you think?
Yeah, it will be a bigger show than when Bau takes place. In direct and rapid response to the wishes voiced by our exhibitors and visitors, we have opted to make further changes to the fair's layout, and we take this opportunity now that Bau is not taking place. For instance, previously the premium suppliers were located in the immediate vicinity of the special showcase mm-hmm. Framing Trends, and these premium suppliers will now go back to their traditional market environment. That's what they actually asked for as well.
Right.
So they return to their respective halls. For visitors, this means shorter distances and easier on-site orientation. We are also addressing our target visitors in an even more differentiated and more targeted way. As a result of these changes made to the show layout plan, Hall 8 will now be dedicated entirely to the Framing Trends display.
So the show takes kind of the shape of an L. And last year, the right angle of the L was the VIP area and the area of a lot of attention. So you're moving that this year, aren't you?
Yeah, so it will be moved to Hall 8. That mm-hmm. was a result of the modifications we have done. Hall 8 will be the pulsating, emotive heart of the event, with visitors being welcomed and wowed by a really large textile horizon showing projections of atmospheric images. You might know that our new lead theme is called Atmosphere, and this addresses how floors can improve our sense of well-being. And it's all about the contribution that a floor's appearance makes to the overall atmosphere and how its texture might dampen noise and how ecological production techniques make for a healthier indoor climate, for instance.
So you're giving the show a little bit more purpose than just a reason to get together and talk about flooring innovation.
Yeah, because I'm really convinced that a show nowadays is not just bringing exhibitors and visitors together. It's more about really inspiring and showing innovation and giving everybody good feeling, and really would like everybody to leave Domotex with, hey, that was really a nice atmosphere. I had a really good experience at Hanover, and I will definitely return next year. That's my target for the next show.
All right. Well, how are exhibitor sales going so far as you get ready for the show?
The sales are quite good. We are already at almost 100,000 square meters sold. Uh-huh. So we will reach our target we set for ourselves. We have 1,500 exhibitors anticipated, and they are coming from 60 different nations. Maybe you know that the Domotex is in the portfolio of Deutsche Messe. It's the largest, most international show we actually have. Well, almost 90% of our exhibitors are from abroad.
Yeah, I know when you start comparing shows, I just went into the end of September to the Chersai show, and that's basically just ceramic, which is in the category you don't you don't get into, but the attendance there, even though the Europe economy is flat right now, that show was well attended, and so I'm sure your show is going to do as well. And yeah, along the lines of how does the Domotex Germany show shake out? I mean, attendance-wise, your two shows, the one in Shanghai and the one in Germany, have about the same amount of attendance, but the exhibitors and the audience at the Germany show is more global in nature, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely it is. And that's what I always also hear from our exhibitors, the ones I spoke to. When they compare us with BAU, of course, there are some benefits you get at BAU, but they always emphasize that Domotex is still the place to be when you want to see international audience. And I'm proud to say that we have a very high ratio of international visitors, especially in the distributors sector.
Yeah. You know, last year was kind of the rollout of a different type of core in the multi-layered flooring business, the MGO core. And this year we're hearing that there's been a shift away from using film in the production to going to direct digital printing. So I think there's going to be even more innovation in this whole LVT multi-layered flooring category, which will probably be rolled out there at Domotex.
Yeah, probably. We have quite a long list on exhibitors in the resilient floor coverings.
Yeah.
U.S. Floors will be there, Windmöller, Moderna, which is a product of Meisterwerke, so a German exhibitor. IVC will be exhibiting.
I think Aspect is coming as well, Metrofloor. So, Sonia, what are a few of the highlights that you're most excited about for the January show?
Well, there really will be something for everyone at the event. The visiting professionals from retail, the skilled trades, and architecture are among the main target groups at Domotex, but also craftspeople. They can look forward to a more state-of-the-art Treffpunkt Handwerk. It's a German term. And as a special showcase, as I mentioned in the beginning, Hall 8 is, of course, ideal for architects and designers. On all 4 days of the event, there will be also a wide range of presentations by renowned architects, followed by discussions. And this year, for the first time ever, exhibitors can also join in on the stage panel discussions. The focus in these program talks will be on the latest social transformation and their significance for architecture, and in particular, as it applies to floors.
Okay.
And, of course, exhibitors displaying their new products. Everybody's talking about digitalization, and, of course, it also affects the flooring industry.
All right, so the show starts on the 10th to the 13th of January?
Yeah, from the 10th to the 13th.
All right. Well, we look forward to being with you there. Again, been talking to Sonia Castellano, who's the global director for Domotex Hanover, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.